website for the latest news on the best shows in the Flint Hills.
We're back here on In Focus. You're listening to News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, talking today here with National Bio and Agri Defense Facility Coordinator for USDA APHIS, Dr. Ken Burton, as we do every first Thursday of the month, and getting some updates here of what's going on at the NBAF facility here. And we're talking during the break here. Dr. Burton, you mentioned you had some working group meetings held last week. What did that entail?
We did. Thanks, Brandon. And I guess I'll back up a little bit and just kind of explain USDA's approach to preparing for the operational stand-up on NBAF. But one of the key mechanisms that we're using right now is what's called an OPTIC contract, which DHS holds the OPTIC contract, and it's Operational Planning and Technology Integration Contract. And so what it is it's a company that's helping us with management and planning and strategy for addressing the operational stand-up of the NBAF facility and the operations that USDA will take over. So, as I mentioned, DHS has the contract now. It'll very soon switch over to USDA. But they have developed an integrated master schedule. And so what that is a timeline, and it contains all of the breakdown components of what needs to be done in all of the different areas for planning to be able to have NBAF operational at the time that we need to be up and running. And so within that, for each of those areas to be addressed, we've developed about 20 working groups. And those working groups are committed to breaking down the individual components of what needs to be done, but then also addressing the minute details of what has to be done within that group. And so what we did was last week, we had all of the working group leads from around the nation come in and to Manhattan, and we met at the K-State Foundation Office Park event space and had them there for 2.5 days. And it was a pretty intense meeting, but we were able to bring in the DHS on-site crew and let the working group leads and USDA meet those people on the ground that are doing the work for DHS and have discussions on, you know, where do we go from here at the level of planning that we're at now? How do we dive even deeper and become even more exact on what needs to be done? And then at the end of the meeting, they are going back and re-energizing the working groups to start focusing on the new things that need to be addressed and how we can move those things forward within the timeline of the IMS. Because everything within that master schedule, anytime one little piece changes, it has the potential to change the time for something else. And so that's something that that we need to have a really good grasp on and be able to make sure that everything stays going according to schedule and that we don't miss anything as we go forward. So it was a great meeting, and at the end of it, then we were allowed to have a tour of NBAF, and it's just Marty's not here to give the construction update, but it's just incredible the amount of work that has been done over the last few months and where we're at right now with the planning and with the construction.
All right, and so for those that don't know here, eventually it's basically DHS is going to transfer the ownership then to USDA or something to that extent.
Yes, yes. USDA will operate and do the research for NBAF. So that transfer will occur here in the near future.
Okay. Before the end of the year, or is that?
Yes, probably.
Okay.
That's the plan at this point.
Gotcha. As far as, I think what the date has been said, about 2023 when you want to be fully operational here. Would you say that that's probably right on schedule here at this point?
At this point, it sure looks like it is, and that's what we're committed to doing. Is that in 2023? That's when we anticipate that Plum Island will be shut down, and all of the operations will be moved to NBAF and be fully functional. One of the challenges that has to go within that is at Plum Island right now is the Foreign Animal Disease Diagnostic Lab, and that's a critical laboratory to do diagnostics for foreign animal disease, not only for the United States, but also as an international reference laboratory for the World Organization of Animal Health and for the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization. And so that capability has to be – there's no downtime for that. So the challenge is for the APHIS FATL group to be able to balance all of the transition to where they can keep the capacity there but also be ready to transition down here. So a lot of those finite things that need to be done, but they will be done.
Yeah, and I mean there's a lot of steps involved with this, obviously, because you're working with some very sensitive items here, you know, animal disease, foreign animal diseases and such. And that's not something you just load up on a truck and here you go, take from New York to Manhattan.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And there's, you know, tremendous amount of planning and, you know, looking at risk analysis and looking at different ways that that's going to occur because, you know, safety is critical. There's nothing less than getting the job done with no mishaps. So,
yeah. Again, we're talking with Dr. Ken Burton, NBAF coordinator here for USDA APHIS here at 926. Looking ahead to this month, what are you hoping to take care of this month as you move closer towards staffing it up there?
We are working on organizing a community job fair that'll be coming up this summer. We'll have more information coming out on that here in the very near future, but we're working with the Manhattan Community Economic Development group to help us get the word out on the job fair that'll be coming up, and other groups in the surrounding communities to try to make sure that everybody's aware that it's going to be in Manhattan. It'll probably be at the or it will be at the K-State Foundation building, and there will be people there that will help organize resumes, help people understand how to put their profile on usajobs.gov, you know, actually be able to probably do some interviews on site. And so it's going to be a really good opportunity for those who potentially have an interest in having a job at NBAF to be able to come in and find out, number one, if the job that they feel they're qualified for, they would be qualified for, and it's something that they'd be interested in. So.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to hear more of that. Anything else before we wrap up this segment with you here?
No, I like I say, I really appreciate the opportunity, and I know Marty does too, and we're looking forward to getting more information out to the community as we move forward.
All right. Dr. Ken Burton is the NBAF coordinator for USDA APHIS. He joins us every month here on In Focus, and we'll talk to you again next month, I guess.
Sounds great. Thanks, Brandon.
All right. That's Dr. Burton, and we'll continue In Focus apps on News Radio KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by ESB Financial.